And welcome back to the KCII Football Friday Preview Show. It is now time for our Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. Good to have Lone Tree Senior Cale Yoder on this week's show. Cale, congratulations, and thanks for the time here today.
Yep, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, Cale, a great senior campaign you are having, and the team's coming off of a big W last week against Waco. And talking with Coach Boren, something that's pretty obvious looking at last week was the defensive performance. Waco, a great offensive team. You held them to 20 points. You're one of the leaders of that defense. So what was that side of the ball doing well last week?
Our main goal was to stop their quarterback. He was obviously pretty good coming into the week. And we've worked a lot, and our defense really came together and stepped it up a level from last week. And we were able to get the job done.
Mm-hmm. It was a tough start to the year, losing three against some really quality opponents, but you've really turned it on these last several weeks to end the year. So what do you think the difference is from a team standpoint now as opposed to the first couple weeks of the year?
I think we really changed our mindset. I mean, coming into the year, we thought we were going to be more of a speed team. Then we switched it into more smash-mouth football, and that's worked a lot for us. We've got three senior linemen that are leading the charge up front. And we just like to use our strength and power to win. And we relate that to defense, too. Mm-hmm. And it just really helped us out a lot.
Mm-hmm. How about from an individual standpoint, how do you think you've improved the most, these last few years at varsity?
I've dropped my weight down quite a bit, almost 50 pounds, to move back to linebacker instead of D-line. And that's just really helped me. I've been able to be more physical and almost stronger than I was earlier. And I just hold the ball, basically, and attack.
And as a linebacker for the defense, is there a play or a scheme that you like most?
Yeah, I'd say whenever I blitz. I mean, it's fun just going back there, being unblocked most of the time, and doing what I do best.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And is it safe to say, or what is your favorite part of football? I'm sure, going for the sack's got to be right up there.
Yeah, it's pretty close. That or pancake blocks.
All right. Give me the art of a good pancake block. Describe it in words.
You got them all up in your hands, probably hold most of the time. You get your feet going, then they end up on their back, and you jump right on top of them.
I like it. Well, Cale, of course, tonight, it's a big one, senior night, the last game of your career, and it's going to be home. What is senior night going to mean for you and the rest of the seniors?
Yeah, we've got a pretty big group of seniors coming in. There's 11 of us, and we've all been doing football our whole lives, and it's really important to us to go out there and play for each other, really.
Mm-hmm. And given that it was your senior year, what type of a leadership role did you take on?
I definitely thought it was important for me to step it up this year. We organized some out-of-season workouts, me and a couple other seniors, and that really helped us take a step up in our game. And it's just been important to us that we keep everybody's mind going in the right direction and mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah. Sure. And your opponent tonight, English Valleys, what have you seen from them on tape, and what's it going to take to come out with a W?
Yeah, they're a pretty good team. They've got a really good running back that we've got to keep our eyes on. And we just got to shut him down, and then the rest of the game should come easy for us.
Aaron Bohr, he's been around almost your entire high school career. What do you like about Coach Bohr as the head man of the Lions?
He really brings the intensity every practice, every game. He gets us pumped up and knows what he's doing out there.
All right, well, a couple of fun questions here for you. We're talking to Cale Yoder, our Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. Do you have a football role model?
I would say for me, it's probably Brandon Sheriff, watching him at Iowa and just watching how he plays. He's so dominant, and I just like to use that in my game.
Unique one. You have a go-to pregame meal that you always have to have?
Subway sandwich, the same one every week.
All right, what kind of sandwich?
Chicken bacon ranch.
All right. Do you have a superstition before every game?
Yeah, for me, most people listen to pump-up music, but I like to listen to 70s and 80s. I just think it gets me in the right mood to play a football game.
Man, that is unique. Is there any specific songs or bands that is your go-to?
It's all of them.
All right. What's your NFL team?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Is Mahomes going to come back here soon?
Hopefully. Started practicing yesterday, so that's a good sign.
Yes, indeed it is. How far are they going in the playoffs?
All the way.
Nice. You heard it here first, folks. Well, last question before I let you go here. KLR sponsor Jet Physical Therapy prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
Yeah, movement is definitely a big part of my game, helping me get stretched and get warmed up before the game. And then especially, I think it's even more important after the game for recovery. The next day after a game, I'll go on a jog just to get feeling better about everything.
All right. Well, Cale, congratulations once again on a great senior campaign and best of luck on senior night.
Thank you.
That's Cale Yoder of the Lone Tree football team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. The Lions looking to get above 500 to conclude the 2019 campaign. Take another quick break and we'll close things out on the Football Friday preview show right after this on AM1FM KCII.